done going. I think it went, what, look it up, I think it's 14 years. Just kept going. And if it wasn't for the big solar, the planetary dust storm that they did have, which shut everything down for a couple of months, they covered the whole planet, including Opportunity. It was a cloud and dust that, I mean, there was no more light getting to that. So eventually batteries just kept getting lower and lower, and that was the end of Opportunity. Otherwise, I think that would still be running today. So, and then there's Insight is still up there. And I think that's going to eventually fail too, because that area doesn't get enough wind, doesn't get any of these dust devils that go by. Insight will probably eventually fail. But it's still operating now, and that doesn't have any wheels. That's not a rover. And that's the one that went up there with the idea of trying to figure out what's inside the planet itself. That went up there with a seismometer, actually six seismometers in one, that they placed on the surface of the planet. And then they had this heat probe that was supposed to have this mold that was going to knock itself all the way into the surface of Mars. And they tried for a couple of years, and that kept failing. Might have been hitting a rock or something. Anyway, that had solar panels, two big round solar panels on it. And voltages, the power is going down little by little. Hopefully it keeps going, just so they can get more information from that, over time. John, back to you. NQ1UWS.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much. Yeah, you did mention that. I forgot about the other power source. Great information. I didn't realize dust devils could ever be our friends. Thanks a lot for your reporting. It's just wonderful. I'll turn it back to you.
Very good. I don't know. I still like the Sojourner one that went up. Were they going to be able to actually have something ride around on a planet, on Mars? And if that thing was successful, they were going to go on and build Opportunity, build Spirit. They were as big as a golf cart. And then now this Perseverance is roughly 10 feet wide and a little over 10 feet long. And weighs in just over 2,000 pounds. I think Curiosity is just under 2,000 pounds. But, these rovers probably wouldn't have, eventually they would have been built, but they went ahead with it when they showed that the Sojourner rover would work, and then the bogey with the wheels themselves, the way they were arranged, where as it drove, the vehicle itself would always stay level, that all worked, and that was it, And there's a good book on that. I'm trying to remember I have it here. All about it. It's called, I think it's actually called Sojourner, but it's written by some engineer that was involved with it. It's a good story on how, there's a lot of technical stuff in there, too. Any other further questions or comments? Time is already ticked down. Oh, 10 after. Any comments? WS2N. I'll try to remember. Do I get that book name and wrote it? The guy who wrote it was an engineer, so he really knew what he was talking about. They really went into the past on what NASA did earlier on, looking into other rovers. The rover on the moon, and how they got from that point all the way to making this small rover size of a toaster riding around on Mars. Okay, I'm going to turn it back to Roy. Mars Monday, so we always have the club info. That you don't even have to be a member to check into that. You get on these repeaters at 8:30, not 8 o'clock, like this one comes on at 8. And then you have the slop and chop that follows after that. And they always run Newsline, find out what's going on in the world in amateur radio. And then this coming Wednesday, like I said, we have Ed always checks into the net a lot. WB2, VAB, so he's got a ton of information. He's going to be doing a presentation on receivers on Wednesday night. And that you can get on Zoom for that. And or you can go first. They're going to have both this week. Roy, over to you. AC2GS, WS2N, for the Space Night Report for the TechNet.
Thank you very much, Paul. This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul, for the SpaceNet report, for all that you do here on the TechNet in general, and for all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I want to remind people as well, Ed's doing his little talk Wednesday night at the next general meeting. So check in and check it out. If not, check in our Limark's YouTube channel, where it should hopefully soon be available. Also, wanted to just add, for those still curious about Planck lengths and Planck times, a Planck time is the time interval it would take an electromagnetic wave traveling in space to travel a Planck length. It's approximately 10 to the minus 44 seconds, and just to show you how far that is away from laboratory calculations, the best that we've been able to do in the lab is time intervals of about 10 to the minus 21 seconds. So that's off by a factor of 10 to the 24. So it's going to take a while to catch up there. Anyway, want to thank everyone that checked in and participated. We had a bunch of lively discussions about all kinds of things, and I hope that we can do it again next Sunday night. So please come back next Sunday when we try and do it all over again. I want to wish everyone a happy Passover and a happy Easter. I want to remind people that to reach me, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. My link page is roy.ac2gs.com. And the audio stream of Glen Oaks is technet.ac2gs.com. And always remember my KC2NJI's amateur radio TV archives of the Limark Technical Net. As Dick often ended his tech nets, be kind to each other, especially these days. We're not out of the woods yet. We have all kinds of problems out there. So be good to each other. Be kind. Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your hated ones, because we're all in it together. This is AC2GS. Calling the end to this episode of the Limark Technical Net, wishing you all well, and I am clear.
And Roy, WS2N, I just want to mention the name of this book. I found my book here, by the way. It's Sojourner, and by Andrew Mishkin, M-I-S-H-K-I-N. He was the senior systems engineer at NASA's JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Well, what a good book. Get in the library, whatever. You don't have to pay for it. 73, WS2N.
KD2DK, this is KD2VHD. Thank you.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
72DQI listening. Anybody copy?
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Ready, copy N2DQI.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
ZEG Mobile, listening 850.
N2DQI listening, anybody copy?
Somebody called N2RBP, I was on the phone with my wife. Go ahead, good morning.
How are you today?
This is N2RBP Mobile, it was the station calling me. Come back, please.
Thank you.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W1EMR.
W1EMR.
K2TGW Mobile.
Good morning, sir.
Name here is Les Lima Echo Sierra. We just got onto the Long Island Expressway parking lot. Going east.
Hey, here is Martin. I am stuck on the belt parking lot down by Kennedy Airport, heading your direction towards Levittown.
I've been where you are. Could be worse, I guess. Now I'm on my way to a doctor's appointment. When you get older, you seem to have a lot of best friends, all named Doctor Something.
That's exactly what I'm doing. What's that old saying? If I knew what I was going to last this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Well, Mark, in my family, I'm a medical oddity. I'm still here. My parents died. I was an orphan at 43.
Ouch. Name is Martin. Copy.
Mark, that's what happens sometimes. I'm always an independent person, and at 43, I became an orphan. But I was married, I did have two kids, so not so terrible.
There you go.
Sometimes life can be good.
Yeah, so you going to make the meeting on Wednesday?
The truth is, no. I'll make it on Zoom, but that's it. I'll have to watch my friend Ed make his presentation on Zoom.
All right, I'll be the one zooming it. There.
Since the pandemic, I've been to one meeting to audit the books. That was, I guess, last November. There were 17 people in the room. I didn't fit near anybody, so it wasn't so terrible.
KD2IKX.
Station, go.
Marty, did you get your shelves put in?
They're almost done, John. Almost done. How you doing?
Good. You sound really clear. Where are you?
Bell Parkway coming up to, is it Springfield? Yeah. Farmers Boulevard on the mobile.
All right, very good. Well, are we still going to get together with the Sprinter?
We just got to get the time that everybody's available to do it. Got to talk to, I'm having one of those senior moments. Pete, if you help me, and you, and we can pull those cables through.
All right, Marty. Let me know when you're ready. I'll be on the side, KD2AKX.
W1EMR.
All right, I'm going to have to sign. Now I've got to snake my way through the hospitals on the way to this place where I got to go. Everybody be well. Everybody stay safe and catch you all later. K2TGW, we'll be clear.
Have a good day. W1EMR standing by.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR 82.
QRYK.
I just looked at my clock in the car to see whether it was still morning or afternoon, but I'll say good afternoon.
Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Yeah, I think it's a minute from being the afternoon. Yes, good afternoon to you.
Okay, name is Bob, and I'm just heading down to Costco in Westbury from my home in Glen Cove.
What kind of radio are you using? Portable, mobile?
I'm on a mobile radio in the car. It's an older radio. I think Kenwood still makes it. It's the TMV-71A, 50 watts on 2 meters.
Okay, yeah, that's, alright, I'm looking at that. Pretty nice repeater, most of the radio. Most of the pictures look like it's taken in a car, actually.
Well, this one's held up pretty well. This is the third car I've had it in, so that's not too bad.
All right, yeah. I'm operating from a Radiodigy TG25. It's a mobile radio, but I'm using it as a base at home.
All right, I'm not sure where you are. There's a little tiny bit of white noise, so I'm guessing you're not terribly close to the repeater.
Yeah, I'm on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, so pretty far out.
Okay, not bad from there. Whereabouts are you on the East Side? I used to do a lot of work in Manhattan.
80th Street.
Okay, not too far away from what used to be called Germantown.
Where's that?
It was along 86th Street, which a couple blocks north of you.
Okay, I hadn't heard of that. All right.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're not anywhere near as old as I am. Not much left there. I think there's just one or two German restaurants left up in that area.
Okay, yeah, I don't, I'm not familiar with the area now.
Yeah, some of the work I did was on the east side of New York, and there was a Radio Shack up in the 80s. So sometimes I would go up there to try and see if I could find a part that I needed to fix something.
Okay. It's a nice area overall.
Yeah, well, depending on where you are up there, some of those apartments are very expensive.
Right, depends on exactly where, but yeah, it's a nice neighborhood overall, I think.
Yeah, when I was working, I did work at, Cornell, New York Hospital, Sloan Kettering, Rockefeller University, New York Blood Center. Those were the ones that were in that area, and then a little bit further north and to the west of a tad was Mount Sinai.
Okay, yeah. I don't live too far from, I think it's Lenox Hill Hospital. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't do much work at Lenox Hill. I just had one or two customers there over the years.
What did you do?
I was mostly working on equipment that was being used by people doing research in medicine and biology.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was interesting work. I did that for 33 years. Retired back in 2006. I don't think I've really been back in Manhattan since then.
And where are you now?
Now I just pulled into Greenvale, which is used to be just a little hamlet. Now it's gotten bigger. A lot of stores here.
Where is that located? I'm not familiar.
All right. I'm north of exit 39 on the Long Island Expressway. That's about where I am. This doesn't even have a route number. It's called Lung Cove Road.
Okay.
Yeah, the one advantage I have of all the work I did, I drove all over the place, so I don't usually need a map to find what I'm looking for, either on Long Island or in Manhattan.
Right. All right. I got some work to do, so I will say 73 for now, but I'll be listening. 82 while I get.
All right, take care. Hopefully it's work you enjoy. 73W2OSR. W2OSR.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2CDJ listening.
W2VL repeater.
K2TGW mobile listening.
Yes, I agree 100%. It won't be low enough until it's like 12 cents a gallon.
Let's see. I think when I first started driving, it was about 20-something cents a gallon.
All right. Well, maybe I could live with anything under a dollar. But just amazing what something pumped up out of the earth costs to process and deliver.
Yeah, well, BJ's with their credit card, I saved 10 cents a gallon off of the pump price for the members. So what was it today? It was $3.69, so that wasn't too bad.
Well, it's not horrible, but I still want it back to the Trump days. This is a bunch of nonsense, all these regulations, and, you know, it has nothing to do with Russia, but we won't go into the politics.
Yeah, well, maybe something will happen in the congressional elections that will turn things around a little bit.
I sure hope so. We'll have to wait and see. But other than that, how was your weekend?
Oh, mostly uneventful. Wife and I went to an art museum in Huntington on Sunday. That was about it.
All right, well, that's a nice way to spend a Sunday. Was it any particular showing that was there, or was just what has always been there?
There's one or two pictures that are always on display there.
And then they have changing exhibitions during the year. So it was stuff that we hadn't seen before, so that was nice. Originally, we thought we were going to go to a concert on Sunday, but got notified that the conductor developed COVID.
Well, that would put a damper on a concert. Sorry to hear that, but luckily we live in an area that there's a million things you can do. Whether it's walking in the park or going to a museum, always something.
Oh yeah, it's usually something, especially now that the weather's getting warmer. Mike took me out for my birthday to a nice dinner on Thursday evening, so that was pretty good.
Oh, excellent. Happy birthday. And what do you have, serpent hair?
No, my wife had duck, which she loved, and I had something called chicken Santa Barbara. It's a chicken francaise served with a la vodka sauce and sliced zucchini on top of it, plus other vegetables. And the one thing I like about the place we went to, they have a very, very good French onion soup, which I really love.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And who doesn't love a good French onion soup? Yes. Well, sounds great. If that was you, Bob. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I just said that it's got a nice, strong flavor to it, and it's not one of these where all you taste is the Gruyere cheese on the top of the soup.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. every now and then, I just love to get a good French onion soup. I really haven't been disappointed that I can remember.
I'm trying to remember. I know about where you live on the island. I'm trying to remember the restaurant I went to with my brother and my sister-in-law from one of the family get-togethers years ago that was out in Calverton. It's a steak place that's there.
Well, I know there's a J&R out that way.
Yeah, maybe that was it. I was just trying to remember the name of the place. The restaurants had all changed out there since I was, when I worked for Grumman in Calverton.
Yeah, a lot has changed. I know during COVID I'd heard advertisements for the Cooper Gin out there, and I wanted to stop off and get one of their pot pies. They talked about how the pot pies were fantastic. And one of these driving by at the proper time.
Yeah. One of these days, I'll actually get a pie from that place in Mattituck. I've driven past it so many times.
You know, last Thursday or Friday, I was out in East Marion.
Oh, yes, I know where East Marion is. I used to have Plum Island as one of my accounts.
Yeah, I had a service call at the fire station there. So it was, just northeast of Greenport.
Oh, yeah. Little towns out there like Oyster Ponds and other places.
Yeah, things, there are still some out there I don't know of. They didn't get a call there. It's funny how that works out.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember when I was going out to Plum Island, how sleepy the North Shore of Long Island was out there. And then somebody decided that it was better to put wine grapes in the ground than potatoes. And now you can't get out there on the weekend.
You know, I always knew that was going to happen, because a lot of people were growing grapes on the island. Yeah, I guess... That's when they yuppified the island and, drew all the crowds to bring urban sprawl to our beautiful areas. The North Shore is still maintaining its, sparsity, I guess. They're trying to keep it from being overdeveloped. But I love the North Shore. I never really cared for the South. You know, they can have the Hamptons.
Well, this is W2OSR. When I was young and single, the Hamptons had a good attraction for me. It's actually where I met my wife, is in the place out in Southampton. But the North Fork is more bucolic, shall we say, even with all of what's going on, especially during the week. I'll be going out there again in August to the Horton Point Lighthouse for Lighthouse Weekend. And there's one place just south of Horton Point Lighthouse. There's a guy who's got a little place where he serves breakfast named Eric, and I'll stop in there and have something and then go on up to the lighthouse.
I've driven past that place many times. It just says Eric's on it, right?
Yes, as Eric, it looks like it's mostly outdoor dining when you go past it, although there is some indoor space. And he does a very good breakfast in there. Happens to be related to one of the people that's a member of Limark.
That's funny you mentioned the Horton Lighthouse. I've wanted to go out there a couple of times, but the timing never works out, you know. Some things just never work out.
Well, if you decide to come out Lighthouse Weekend, take a ride up and say hello to us.
Oh, absolutely, will do. There's just so much going on, you know, that I never know what's going to happen day to day. But, you know, my other club I'm involved with, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Hey, what club are you a member of?
Well, radio clubs, Suffolk County, but primarily Limework. But I was talking about my gun club.
Okay. Some of the different clubs had their own ranges out there in the Calverton area.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, that's not us. There are some private clubs, and I think Roslyn has a club out that way, too. You know, Peconic is always a nice place to shoot, but, I'm not one to pay big money to join a club and devote my life to it, that's for sure.
I mean, that was where they had the sand mines out there south of Calverton. If that is still open out there, that place is a madhouse.
All right, I heard a mic key up a few times, but no audio.
All right, is this working?
Yes, you're working now.
Yeah, I may have an intermittent, and this is the second mic I've had on this radio. So I'll listen tonight, and if I talk to somebody, I'll see if I'm still having a problem, Charlie. It could be me not just pushing the button hard enough.
Well, no problem at all, Bob. I hope it's not an issue with the mic again. Anyway, I'm at my next stop. Still on the clock, so I guess I better get a little work done.
All right. Yeah, it's nice to have money. It helps you when you go to a restaurant for something to eat. Take care, W2OSR.
That's for sure. KD2KNH clear, 73. You have a good day.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
HY and 2APG. KA2YHY and 2APG calling.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
YYK testing Echo Link. 82YYK.
KD2YYK.
KD2ESY listening.
K2KND.
Hey Richie, Sandy. How are you today? Usually I don't hear you on around this time. My signal coming in okay?
Yeah, I'm assuming you're walking, but it's fine. I'm usually around this time, but I don't know. Sometimes just doing work and whatever, just don't answer. Everything's fine here. What about yourself? Great day out there. Just out a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. A little bit of a breeze. Cleaning up a little bit of the log pile. Put some chairs out. I'm really pushing the summer here. Get some of the patio chairs out today.
Yeah, I was out earlier. Just putting some stuff away in the backyard. And it was a little cooler. I wasn't going to stay out too long. But then I was out maybe a half hour ago, and it warmed up quite a bit. In fact, I think they said it was going to be like 55 degrees, something in that area. And I got to see what we're going to look forward to the rest of this week, because it's time for me to get my plants outside. We have maybe about, I don't know, eight plants that we bring in for the winter, and I just like to get them out as quick as possible.
Are they spiga or palm?
Yeah, I missed part of what you said there, Andy.
Are they fig trees or palm?
No, neither. The fig trees are interesting because I have a friend that grows fig trees, and she's been promising for years. Actually, I think there's one that has my name on it, but they do require much more care. No, these are actually a couple of coleus that we brought in from last year and kept growing, so they're actually very pretty, and so it's nice to be able to just go out in the first warm weather and suddenly have plants out there. And the other one, I don't remember the name. We have a rubber tree plant that's been with us for a million years, and there's one other plant that I forget if it's in the gladiolus family. It's these beautiful orange bells hanging down from them.
Gladiola, isn't that a perennial? We keep the bulbs in the ground. Obviously, they come out early in the spring. then we have some daffodils. No, that's what they're daffodils. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm sorry. Daffodils came up already. I think gladiolus will come up in a little while. We usually propagate Italian basil. You've probably heard it on the radio a couple times. Give some of the seeds to Steve. And he actually found a website that can get them, an Italian website, I think it is, or maybe seeds from Italy. But my son originally got them from the Planting Fields Arboretum. He did two summer internships there, and he got really friendly with the groundskeeper, and he gave him some pretty incredible plants. The Italian basil is like nothing you have ever seen. They are so tasty, they smell so great, and the leaves are so thick and big.
Yeah, I can just imagine. I know a lot of people I know will grow the herbs and the spices indoors, and then sometimes outdoors, and then put them in the food. And I don't know. We've tried that a few times and never had great success. So we just go off scoreboard. But yeah, I can imagine something nice and fresh. My friend's family has olive oil, olive trees in Greece, and. Sometimes the family, they'll send over gallon containers of it. I think it's fairly expensive to ship, but it's, you know, it's pure virgin, fresh olive oil, freshly squeezed from the tree, you know, whatever. Just amazing stuff, amazing taste.
We love a good olive oil. We got Bertolli from the store, actually. It must take a lot of olives to make 1 gallon of olive oil.
Ironically, I was watching a show on TV, and it might have been How Things Are Made, I'm not sure. But I was surprised that when they make olive oil, they don't pit the olives. So the pits are actually ground up. There may be particles of it that are filtered out, but the flavoring and whatever includes the pit. They just crush it and crush it and crush it, and then extract the fluid from that.
That's pretty ingenious. I didn't even do that. I thought that they pit them. Let me pit them. That really, I can see, can change the flavor of the oil.
Yeah, it may very well be a stronger flavor. And then I think on the same series, maybe the next week, they showed that there's a coring machine that does core the olives for when you're making stuffed olives. So it cores it, takes out the pit, which I wouldn't be surprised ends up in someone else's olive oil. But then I was surprised that all of the fillings are hand done. If it's garlic or cream cheese or whatever, they're all placed in there by hand.
82ESY. You have got to be kidding. Imagine having a job 8 hours a day stuffing olives. I can't picture that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, I was kind of surprised to see that. And I assume that there's no automated process. Otherwise, that's probably what they would have shown. But someone's actually there pulling the olive out. I mean, it's a pretty fast process because everything is already pre-cut and ready to go. Just grab the olive, stuff it, And I guess if somebody's doing it, trying to guesstimate, probably do 20 a minute, something like that, 25, 30 a minute, which may equate to 1 jar. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was kind of surprising that there wasn't an automated process.
Well, thank God for people that stuff olives because I love them. I catch once in a while that show How It's Made. Machining like that has always fascinated me. Manufacturing facilities, even like metallurgy and metal machine shops. I know somebody in Fort Washington that has a machine shop. It's one of the gals who's in the store, scuba diving. The father owned a machine shop there. They were actually making parabolic mirrors out of blocks of aluminum for the space.
You were getting pretty noisy there, so I couldn't copy everything that you said. I got most of it, though. And I think you said something that about how things made you seen something. Good show. It's on maybe on every other weekend or something on one of the history channels or National Geographic or whatever. Anyway, Andy, let me sign. Somebody's coming over to pick up something. So enjoy your walk. Catch you later. KD2ESY, K2KNB.
Thanks, Rick. I'm just sitting in the Caniog playground here. KD2ESY, thanks for coming in. That's great.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WA2CDL, WA2CDL from KA2YHY.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
And 2K out to your mobile. Listening, repeat.
I came back to you, but maybe you were scanning the bands or whatever. Anyway, we've spoken before. My name is Richie, located in Old Bethpage. I guess you're on the highway. How's the traffic out there tonight?
Yeah, plenty of traffic.